Joining us from the Mexico School District is Wendy Lentz. She is the District Attendance Coordinator, and want to say good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we're glad to have you in here. We're going to talk a little bit about an important subject this morning, chronic absenteeism. I think that's a thing that a lot of school districts deal with. First off, just tell us, what is chronic absenteeism, if you would?
Sure. For a student to be designated as having chronic attendance, they are attending school less than 90% of the available minutes of school. So that's kind of a big, like, benchmark number where we know that there's some consequences that come, and, you know, academic and social consequences that will cause kids to have trouble in school if they're not attending school enough.
Most certainly. I think the first one is grades, probably. Talk a little bit about some of those risks of chronic absenteeism, if you will.
Right. Well, the one we think of automatically is academic struggles. And it starts from, like, just the youngest kiddos. I think sometimes people think that those early years, preschool and kindergarten and first grade, somehow aren't as important as others, but that's where their foundational learning is happening. And at Mexico schools, they're getting some really specific training and reading right now, very first thing in the morning. So those kiddos are getting lots of repetition and the sounds that are made by letters and how to string those letters together to make words. And if they're missing out on that time, they're missing so many repetitions. And then that just continues to build throughout the years. We find that kids that miss school and get behind in their work actually become anxious, more anxious about coming to school because they're behind. Either they're misunderstanding some topics or need more attention, and they aren't getting that time that they need on task. And it can also socially isolate kids to not be at school. Sometimes we think if a kid is feeling anxious that maybe they need to stay home. But what we know is true at school, that we have so many people at school that can help kiddos that are feeling anxious and give them strategies to help them. And so school is actually the best place for them to be, to face those triggers head on and work with the staff at the school to feel good about being at school and build those relationships with their friends and with their teachers there. We know that students at an early age that aren't coming to school may not be reading on time, and that may cause them learning difficulties later. And students that have chronic absenteeism are more likely to drop out of school than other students and just not finish at all. So the long-term impact of that is they may not have all the career choices that they want to have, all because they didn't kind of start from a young age of coming to school every day.
Absolutely. I know there are some strategies that have been put into place in the Mexico School District to kind of address the chronic absenteeism. Real briefly, tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
So we've, nationwide, there's problems with attendance. It's not just Mexico. In fact, the nationwide average for chronic absenteeism in a district is 26%. And that's actually exactly the number that we had last year in Mexico. So we're like, right, we're exactly average. But we know that this summer, C2C, in cooperation with PRI, brought in a whole team of trainers in August and worked with representatives from all of our schools in Mexico and really helped us understand what's causing these absences, why students are absent, how to address some of these needs. Some of them are barriers beyond their control, and some of the things are inside their control or their parents' control. So that work really kind of led the whole district to come together and say, this is something that we have to make a priority, because our outcomes for kids are going to be better if they're at school every day. So we have a campaign called Every Minute Matters that we're starting to put out in the district. And it's really, there's lots of things that we're doing around that, because we want kids to, understand their absences. So we want parents and kids to be informed informed about their absences. So we're going to be putting out a lot more information about how many absences your student has had, ways that we can support your student. So we're increasing the accountability, but we're also increasing the support that we're giving families if they're struggling with attendance. And so we're working in a tiered system. Every month the buildings meet to look at how the kids are doing. We're identifying those kids that are chronically absent, and we're working directly with those kids and families to help them improve their attendance. We're also doing some just district-wide things about the way we're communicating and trying to educate families, because there's some misconceptions about attendance and why it's important or why it's not important, and so we're trying to build that in the community.
There's a whole lot there. C2C, the Teron Liu Initiative, of course, he's helping out his hometown. A pretty important statistic came through yesterday. A little bit of success already being seen here in the Mexico School District. Give us a report as to how the freshman attendance is going, if you will.
Yes. So through Bright Futures and cooperation with PRI and C2C, we started a program at the ninth grade level that was a transition program this year, where they're really focusing on engaging ninth graders, because one of the things we know about coming to school is you have to feel like you have a place to belong, and that you you have relationships and people there at school that you want to be there with. And so that program happened before the first day of school, and they've continued to do activities with those ninth graders, because that's a hard transition to make. And last year, during the first month of school, only 63% of the ninth graders had consistent attendance. That means they were there 90% or more. But this year, 83% of those ninth graders have consistent attendance. So that was a 20% jump. And so that work that Kelsey Kirchhoff and Christina McCall were doing for that program has allowed us to really support those freshmen coming in, and it's having an impact on their daily attendance.
That is outstanding. I know there's a whole lot more that we could talk about this morning, but we are running out of time. We'll have you come in again and give us an update, a little bit later on in the school year to see how attendance is going. I certainly appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Thank you.